The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Bonsoir tout auditeur auditrice qui fréquence sur Guardian 96.9 FM. C'est animatrice pour nous, Lady T. Wow. Today, my topic is crisis in Haiti. Indeed, they are facing a crisis in Haiti where in recent months, I would say, Haiti has been gripped by gang violence. They also widespread are fuel. Haiti also had where the national police in Haiti just had protest against the prime minister, Ariel Henry, where they went to look for him, and they knew that he was, well, they thought that he was at the Haitian airport, and when they got there, I think they got there too late because, yeah, I believe he had just got back from Argentina, I think, where he had went, one of those countries anyhow. But when they got there, he had already left. So they attempted to break into the Toussaint Louverture Airport in Haiti. You had on Wednesday, you had about 7 police officers got assassinated by gangs. That total bring you to 14 police officers that died for the year. 7 police officers were killed, yes, on Wednesday. And so Haiti has a lot is going on in Haiti. And I would think it would get better, but it haven't. Since their president died, got assassinated in July 2021. Haiti has been plunged further. Haiti hasn't had a legislative election since October 2019. So Haiti is going through a lot. Haiti is unstable. The government is unstable. The economy is uncertain. So there is a lot going on in Haiti. A community Haitien. The human rights uncontrolled. The human rights said that I think her name would be Ellen Lamblimet. On Wednesday, said the situation in Haiti is grave, and also said that the gang group actually control at least 60% of the territories in the capital. And also, things that they brought to Haiti, the gang group, took everything from medicine to water, fuel. They seized everything that they brought into the country. So Haiti needs a lot of prayers. Haiti needs a lot of prayers, but Haiti don't have no senators, no government, nothing. It's just, I would say they need a miracle. They need God. That can go. The only God can go down there and do a miracle in Haiti. Comme nous haïtiens, comme nous y est, on s'était que tout le monde bien, que tout le monde est passé. Yon bon après-midi. Et de ce que m'a parlé de risque Haïti, côté Haïti, il y a un bon problème qu'on y a cap et sécurité Haïti, côté cette police et t'es mouri mercredi, côté tiré. So ça veut dire ni pays am quoi tout qu'on y a pas gagné un gouvernement. Okay, Haïti pas un gouvernement, seul il gagne premier ministre Ariel qui là, Henry Ariel qui là, mais mon yo pas satisfait avec ça l'a fait parce que si police ka vini kontou, tout son bagay mal wafè. Il va vrai. Si police yo ki pa pou ou mete yo, ki pa pou ou konnen se yon bagay mal ki wap fè, se sa k fè police yo mèm. Se yo mèm mèm ki te pati nan la ria ay deye, se yo mèm mèm kap boule de ka o chou. E fait un bon bagay, yo ti ki gang yo tire 7 policiers mercredi Haiti, Haiti pa gen gaz, pa gen manje, pa gen glo, pa gen rien. Haiti, e sa se yon nan rezon kadou, kote moun a bat pou kite peyi a pou vini isi. Ok, sa se yon nan rezon ki fè sa. Parce que moun yo, tout moun bezon, tout moun ta amè yon kote pou y ale, pou yo pa nan problem. Kompran? Parce que sa pa make sense. Pou moun nan peyi, ou pa ka manje nan peyi ya, ou pa ka nan peyi ya, se preske ou pa ka manje nan peyi pou. Mkado sa se preske se yon moun ki nan prison. Côté pour Haïti gon bel ti pays comme ça la fini citoyen Haïti yo pa ka rete nan pays ya depuis yo assassiné Jovenel Moïse excusez-moi nan 2021 en mois de juillet Haïti gen problème pay gang vin pran pays ya nan men moun yo pa ka manger même lo moun yo pa gen pou yo bre. Un pays qui a presque 14 millions, 12 millions, 14 millions, quoi. L'MTLI, c'est ça, m'te pour Haïti, comme ça. Haïti pas stable, il n'y a pas un gouvernement stable, il n'y a rien. Haïti a un problème. Gardez un seul bagay. Haïti m'a dit la sécurité. Nous avons souhaité ce seul bon Dieu seulement. Qui pour dire un mot pour Haïti, pour Jean Haïti belle, ça un bel petit pays comme ça pour nous-mêmes, n'a pas passé misère pour nous-mêmes, nous dans nou situation ça, nous yeah. Et nous t'a prié pour bagaille changer. Parce que par exemple qui t'a remis dans situation ça yeah. Fort bagaille changer, fort yo virer pour un pays, pas premier pays pour gagner indépendance. Premier pays pour gagner indépendance. Premier pays noir pour gagner indépendance. La finisse ou même qui n'a qualité situation ça. Depuis France, tu fais nous payer toute qualité l'argent ça. Haïti, France, tu es point d'amour. Haïti, m'gadou c'est comme le temps c'est Europe et Europe Haïti depuis Haïti fin paye France l'argent ça économie Haïti pas jamais reprend Haïti pas jamais prend tête ay gouvernement c'est voleur tout le monde qui aille sous gouvernement c'est pour pa yo il va mettre peuple en vent mais on mettait tête yo en vent. So nous ta souhaité que bagay yo changer pour pays a un bel petit pays comme ça ça belle le tout moun ka rete ka yo. Okay, and I was telling someone, well, I'm always talking to people in this, about this situation that I don't think that no one would want to come and live in somebody else's country. You have to be very desperate. And also, you want a better life for yourself. In the recent days, I would say we've had a lot of boats came in. Some came in from Haiti. Some was going to the States. I'm pretty sure that the boat that they caught in Andres would have been somebody that were going. That boat probably was going to the States. Because I heard that they found somebody with a work permit on that boat. And I saw it was on social media where persons were saying, how are you supposed to have work permit if you were living in Haiti? Listen, people, if you didn't know, but that is the right way to go about it. The right way to apply for a work permit, you must be out of the country in order to apply for a work permit. That is indeed the right way. Okay, so that Haitian person, that guy who they caught with the work permit in his hand, that was the right way to go. You cannot be living here. You're not supposed to be living here and apply for work permit whilst you're here. The right way to apply is you living in Haiti and apply for your work permit where you get your, put in for your police record or so on and so forth, and you apply there. And when your work permit is approved, then you could come here. That's the right way to go about it. Because persons are just gonna say, but they don't know how it goes, but that's how it goes, okay? Et bon gens pour appliquer pour papier, c'est moun qui rete Haïti qui doit appliquer pour papier. C'est comme ça yo fait. Parce que moi, en pile moun t'a parlé, en pile anglais t'a parlé sur internet là, sur Facebook, tout côté, c'est comme ça que yo te jwenn. Nan matin, yo te jwenn un moun avec un papier. Nan men, oui, moun nan doit gen papier si sorti Haïti. Parce que c'est Haïti même ou doit appliquer pour papier. Oh. Pour venir avec ici. C'est comme ça pour faire. Moun nan ou te jeune avec papier, pas de faire rien qui te mal. Il te fait bon bagay là. Ça, il te doit appliquer pour lui-même. Il te le papier approuvé. Lui-même, il vient avec tout papier. Non, mais qui bagay, il te fait mal. Il va te faire mal. Mais le moun pas connaît Jean bagay là. Jean bagay là fait. Il fait ça en gros bagay. Ok, nous devons connaître comment bagay yo, nous devons connaître loi, nous devons connaître. Et avant nous mettre un bagay nan sur internet là, nous devons connaître si oui, si pas oui. Ok, ça important. Nous va kakou mettre bagay sur internet là, si nous même, nous va connaître si oui, si pas oui. Ok, qui bagay comme ka di ki ministère étranger. Et Fred Mitchell t'a demandé pour tout diplomate qui était Haïti et Bahamas pour venir back Nassau. Deske des policiers qui étaient assassinés dans mercredi, pas rien monde veut qu'a pouvoir rester dans pays comme ça. Il y a pas si c'est assassiner police même dans protest là pour eux même pour eux rester. C'est normal. Ça veut dire tout diplomate venir back na soba mas par un cas diplomate bahamien qui Haïti encore. OK, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fred Mitchell, had sent for all those diplomats that were in Haiti, and they are back home safe, thank God. Pas gen moun ki ta vle Ça, mais c'est comme ça, bagaille, c'est comme ça, pays a yé. Son bon volé, kap volé, a yé sous pays a. Mouté, faire son pansement pour son bagaille a réglé. A fini si vous avez volé, pour vous gagner tout bien plan pa yo. Ok? Ta samtene, tout moun bad vle Jovenel Moïse. A de kon yal ale, ta yo vle. A de pays a vin piret. Nobody wanted. A lot of persons had problem with Jovenel Moïse. He was doing an awesome job. A great, 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 great job. Now, since he got assassinated, the country went downhill. Pito ite la, c'est pas vrai? Pito ite la, tant que pat la. Pito ite la. Ça nous dit. No pat vle, mais qu'on y a pi, avin pi mal sans li. On va nous voler. Gang veut pas payer à la même monde. Tout journée ça ici à ici, tout journée c'est on a parlé mal. Mais tout nous faire, on toujours dit ça nous faire. Mais nous pas rien choix, nous pas rien choix. Là on nos situations comme ça, on vient pour chercher la vie. Parce que quand on est à Yokacho, un peu le monde a dit pour que ça monte venir dans bâtiment. It have to be a reason because you're living in your own country. If it's your turn, if you're going to walk on the streets today or tomorrow, this morning, and you gun down just like that, just by walking to go wherever you, to go on your regular, you know, day, might be going to the food store, might be going to walk your child to school, might be going to work, boom, the gangs are there. So when you're working, when you are living, excuse me, that type of life, you feel as if you go on this boat, whether you live or you die, at least if you live, it will be way better than you counting your days in your own country. And yes, we do have a problem with illegal immigrants. Nous gagnons un problème avec illégal yo. Trop, it's a lot. It's a lot that are coming. It is a lot. But they are not aiming to stay here. They are trying to go to the States. They are not. My thing is, Haiti helped United States with their independence. I don't know if they, I don't see why if they catch them on their clothes, they should take them to the States. They could afford it. They bigger. They have the resources. They should go there, stay there instead. Because that's exactly what they want to do, and that's exactly where they want to go. A lot of persons don't know, but from since Biden, I think, spoke something about Mexican, Cubans, and Haitians, they can just, if they have one of their family members that could support them, they can go to the States, I think, stay there for 2 years, and then they, after that, they could apply. So from since the Haitians heard that, that is why so much Haitians are coming, because they want to go to the States. They don't want to stay here. Nouvelle ici, nous avons une nouvelle pour nous. Nous avons fait un live sur no Facebook. Mais c'est de voir. Et ministère de l'immigration, qui est belle, fait qu'on est, il n'y a pas point crasse nouveau application. Attendez-moi, il n'y a pas point crasse nouveau application. Crasse application, excusez-moi, nouveau pour. Papier. OK, pour moun kapay mette application pour nouveau papier, yo fè konnen yo pa pran. Nan, si yon moun aplike pour moun ki gen ki Haiti, tankou konwe fami moun sa ta mouri, yo ta tire yi pa gang, ou yi ta santi ki la vi, konpwen? La vi nan danger, kon sa. Yo ka aplike, fami sa ka aplike pou moun bagay ki rele permit to reside. OK, permis pour résider. C'est ça li rele. Ça veut dire nan lè yo même l'immigration yo fait yo analyser tout bagay, yo même y'a pour si yo ka bay moun sa permis ça pour lui même y résider. Nan peyi ya. OK, yo di se gade ap gade pi yo. Si yo ka fè. La fini tout pou moun ki te getan gen papier an dedan yo. Moun ki te getan gen papier an dedan yo. Nou menm ni moun ka renouvle pou papier yo tout. Yo di se analize ap ay analize tout bagay pou yo wè. Tout Vous comprenez? Combien de monde y a café papier ça? Combien de monde papier a eu ka sorti? Combien de monde papier a eu ka pas sorti tout? Vous comprenez ou quand? Tout bagay ça c'est prier pour nous prier pour yo. Vous comprenez parce que me croire raquette police c'est na police nationale Haïti a eu sorti. OK, si yo même yo gen problème pa yo. Comment pou moun sa yo si ke document yo kap soti Haiti a vrai? C'est normalement. Il va ka vrai. On quoi ça c'est une raison ki sa fait immigration pa point nouveau application pour papier parce que yo pa ka assurer ke e pa ka siye ke kap soti Haiti a e certificat sa yo kap soti Haiti a kap soti pa police nationale Haiti a vrai parce que mkwè police station Haiti a mkwè y fermé pa vrai et puis police yo ta assassiné m pa konnen si ouvè si pa ouvè konnen mais c'est d'après ça kap fait Haiti a c'est ça que fait Kit Bell, ministère immigration, lui-même il te fait déclaration ça, ok? Quand y a son mon pays à s'il vous plaît se chercher, regarde où sous tes gants appliquer pour papier ou c'est mettre d'aller checker pour lui sous les bouées. Et fini on l'a pas encore pour mon yo qui te gants appliquer pour papier à tout, il a fait petit temps, comprends? Il a fait plus petit temps. Sinon t'es quand je viens non. 3-4 semaines qu'on a qu'à faire un mois et demi parce que qu'on essaie analyser et ministère immigration a pas analysé ça pour y voir si on a approuvé si on pas approuvé OK c'est la situation ça nous est là parce que pays en nous pas stable économie Haïti a pas stable ça veut dire tout ça qu'a fait Haïti qu'on a tombé sous pep qui rete la en Bahamas. Ouais, comment bayé? Nous même qui pas dans business monde mais parce que nous haïtien, je dis citoyen, tout citoyen haïtien qu'on y a, il pas point crasse nouveau application pour papier. OK, ça c'est comme ça bagaille. Quand ça Haïti, mon baka di rien. Nous tout c'est on dans monsieur. Même nous gagne un jour côté nous prier parce que Haïti besoin. Quand est la forme bagaille 11 mars côté la porte Deli Benson, quoi la porte Samuel Robister. Nesli Destilom la fait un bel concert, ça un bel bagaille. On peut prier pour Haïti là dans tout. Atte un bel bagay pou nou tout tale pou nou priye pou Haiti. Paske nou besoin. Nou besoin pou tèt an nou. Humiliation ap pran tout kote. Paske pa nou menm
ki te chwazi.
Moun pa ka chwazi ki nationalite yo, pa ka chwazi ki moun yo. Ok, se pa nou moun ki te chwazi, we didn't choose this. But, anytime, nou pa chwazi, moun yo, moun ti segon apre klam sa, am veni bak, we will be right back after this break. You are tuned into Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the site online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our staff is efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick. After something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. And we are talking about the crisis in Haiti. In recent months, Haiti has, worsened. Shortage of fuel, shortage of water, shortage of food. Haiti is in a worse state, I would say, in its history. Since their president got assassinated, Jovenel Moïse, in July 2021, Haiti has been going downhill. We would think it would catch itself, but right now, the economy is unstable. The government is unstable. So Haiti is really going through a lot. As I said before, 7 police officers got assassinated on Wednesday, and they, by gangs, and they even attempted to go into the airport to look for Ariel Henry, their prime minister, because to them, they blame him because they said it's his fault. He's not doing anything. They have kidnappings, I would say every 2-3 hours. They are looking to kidnap someone to collect ransom. Human rights, Helen said, Haiti has taken a turn that nobody thought it would have. Good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Lady T, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I just got 2 questions I want to ask you. I listened to your program last week, and I wish I was able to call into that show because it was a pretty interesting show. Haiti is a pretty big place, all right? One big landmass. Could you accurately tell us if the entire Haiti is in crisis in terms of the economy, or is it just a certain section of Haiti that is really feeling the negative effects of poverty and all this stuff? Because, you know, really and sincerely, Haiti is a very wealthy place, similar to here in the Bahamas. There are pockets that is very wealthy. In fact, from my research, Haiti has more millionaires in there than the Bahamas has. But yet it seems as if Haiti, the news, the media and everyone is saying that Haiti is impoverished and all this stuff. I mean, is that an accurate statement to be putting out in the public? Really so?
I would say the capital is what holds Haiti. The government is in the capital. That is Port-au-Prince.
Uh-huh.
The capital control the whole country.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that makes the decision. So
okay.
If there is no government in the capital and the capital is downhill, you would say Haiti is in the same situation.
The entire of Haiti.
Because they normally make the rules. Now, not all part of Haiti now that has the that, you know, they doing this assassination thing and, you know, they doing all this gang thing. Not all the parts of Haiti. You have Cape. Cape is a good place to travel now, Cape Haiti. I think that's the only place that Bahamas Air goes to. They don't go to Port-au-Prince because, from my understanding, Port-au-Prince Airport is closed. So Bahamas Air could travel to Cape Haiti, which is safe.
Right.
Right. So it is safe to go to Cape Haiti, not the entire Haiti. Because Haiti has, what, 12 million plus people?
Exactly.
So it is huge. You have some parts of Haiti which is very, very beautiful and it's safe to go now. Just not Port-au-Prince.
Okay. So it comes back to my question then. Because the general perception out here is that the entire of Haiti is impoverished. And that is what I'm trying to get out of this conversation. You know, for some of us who have had the opportunity to visit Haiti, we know that there are some you don't call it constituencies. There's another name that they call it, districts or something like that, where those districts are really wealthy. But it is that it seems to be focused at is, you know, like Port-au-Prince, Port-au-Pay, and so on and so forth. So the general perception, like I said, out here is people are saying that it seems to be pointing that the entire of Haiti is impoverished. Whereas, in essence, what I'm saying is that Haiti cannot help itself internally from the money that's already there. With the millionaires that's already there, it just seems as if they're saying that the entire Haiti is impoverished to the point where the island cannot sustain itself. And that's what I'm trying to draw out of the conversation. But anyway, I'll continue to listen to your response. But I don't want to take much more time just in case.
That's not a problem. I appreciate the call that you want to know. That's not a problem. You can talk. It is, like I said, Port-au-Prince controls. I would say it's the same thing as here, right? We're in New Providence, right? The government is here. The offices is here. So we control the entire Bahamas. Even though we have the different islands, everything still fall under New Providence. You understand me, right?
Yes. I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Yes.
New Providence is the nucleus or is the focal point of the entire Bahamas. And if the economy here in the in Nassau or New Providence is at the critical level, then ultimately it affects the entire archipelago.
That's right. It affects all of us. So that is the same thing with Haiti. Port-au-Prince is the ones that are in charge. That's where the government is. That's where everything is. So once it collapsed, you would say the country basically collapsed.
Okay. From that standpoint, I can accept that, and I understand. Okay, then. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good evening. Thank you so much for the call. Question that the caller asked. It is so... a lot of persons didn't know that, and that's what happened. Haiti, Port-au-Prince is, I would say, the breadwinner, right? That's the word that they use, the breadwinner. That's the capital. That's the breadwinner. That's where everything happened. All the government, every law, everything happens. Yeah, that's where the president is. That's where the senators is. That's where the businesses, all the millionaires lives in Port-au-Prince. And I believe half of the millionaires involved in this gang, what's happening in Haiti, because I believe so, because listen, you have this guy in Haiti who's in charge of the, I would say, Digicel. He is actually the owner of Digicel, right? If you go look in the internet and you look for the richest man, he's one of the richest man, stand at $15 million. In Haiti, one of them, and I could go on. And you stand at $15 million in Haiti as a millionaire. Now I'm not saying you're supposed to share your money out, but all I'm saying is this is where you live. You should at least make sure to invest in the country and make sure that the people who are in the country safe with that kind of money that you produce and living in the country. But you know what? That's our problem. We always only care about ourselves. So my thing is, he's a millionaire. He just, once he's safe, once where he's living, he have extra security, he's safe. But listen, you never feel it until it hits your door. You never feel it until it hits your door. I don't care how much security you get. When is your time? Is your time. If you could have do something about it to change the situation, you didn't. It's your time. I wouldn't feel sorry for you. Start at $15 million. You have numerous of millionaires living in Haiti now. Living in Haiti, where they have their security, they have 15 gates to go through before you could get to them. And it's a shame. They are in this gang situation that happened in Haiti. And I told somebody, I'm like, those Haitians barely could feed themselves. Where are they getting these high power weapons from? Come on, people. Let's go. Come on, people. Use your head. Where are they getting these? Where are gang members? Who is providing these gang members with those high powered weapons? That's what I want to know. Where are they coming from? They coming from somewhere. It is somebody that's providing them with it. And it's somebody that wants to destroy Haiti. I'm not going to say it, but everybody knows who wants to destroy Haiti. Everybody knows that Haiti has oil, more oil than Venezuela. The last time I read about it, and now when I go on the internet, I can't find anything about it. Come on, people. Anyhow, let me stop right there. Haiti has a lot of resources. Haiti makes rice, coffee, everything. The soil in Haiti is rich. Haiti is, listen to me, at one point Haiti used to provide, I would say England, all of those countries with rice.
Let me tell you something.
Coffee.
They still got some stuff from Haiti, you know. They think what happened? They got them and they put their name on it. They don't put no ET on it.
Well, I know that. That's okay. A normal thing. All the stuff that they make now, most of the majority of them come from Haiti. But they don't use, they don't put Haiti on it. They put their names or United States or now somewhere. London, this UK, that, wherever. Anyhow, I won't say much, but it is somebody has an agenda for Haiti. And that is why they're destroying the country. That is why they are bringing these high-powered weapons. And that is why they are paying these gang members so little money to finish with Haiti. Because they know what they want to go in the country to do. Come on, people. Let's open our head. Let's open our brains here. Open our eyes and see the truth. For a country that barely could feed them for people. In the country that barely could feed themselves. Those guns that they have, some of them I've never seen before in my life. And brand new. Brand new guns. Where are the guns coming from? Haiti don't have anywhere that sell guns. No shops in Haiti you can go and purchase a gun. So it has to be a country that's providing Haiti with these guns and providing the gang members with these guns. To finish the country, to destroy it and destroy the people. Because remember, Haiti was the first black country to be independent. Helped the Dominican Republic with their independence. Helped the United States with their independence. And turn around, France literally, I would say, threatened Haiti to pay them trillions of dollars. If they didn't, they would destroy them and their people after they won independence. That is why Haiti collapsed, after they had to pay France trillions of dollars in today's money. I guess the president had no choice because he didn't want France to finish with their country, so they paid up. And ever downhill. Cash seems to catch itself. The economy can't catch itself. The people suffering. One disease to the next. Why is somebody so interested in such a poor country? It must be a reason. Nobody pays attention to anything they're not interested in. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. And today I'm going to leave you with a word. Because right now, every time I do my show, I'm going to teach y'all a word, right? The word I'm teaching today is messy, which means thank you, okay? Thank you so much for tuning. Thank you so much for listening to Guardian 96.9 FM, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. Indeed, you are tuning to Let's Talk Together with your host, Lady T. Anderson 360, Ubiz Nekone is up next. Have a good evening, Bahamas. Thank you. Un pasalimun ni gakwan mwenye. Unakaye mun lagodam mwenye. Mi balewa na meka.